Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show, live from New York. And now, here are your hosts, LC and Jack.
Welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show, where your man LC is holding it down. If you want to give us a call, give us a shout. Area code 347-843-4738. Our show this evening is being brought to you by Recipe for Love by Ms. Shamara Ray. Check it out. Excellent book that is available at a store near you. Recipe for Love. Again, give us a shout. Area code 347-843-4738. The LC and Jack Radio Show. Up close and personal. Urban Talk Radio. Well, what is the good word there, my man, Brad?
Man, I'm glad the weather has subsided. Crazy.
Isn't that something, man? It's the weather. I think everywhere we are listened to worldwide is everyone here listening to the show knows. But I think it, unless you're in Hawaii or even maybe in New Mexico or something,
yeah. You
were getting pounced on this winter. It's unbelievable.
Man, I don't know. Mother Nature. Somebody must have fooled her because she's mad.
Isn't it something?
Well,
imagine the rain that we had up here in the Northeast. Imagine it was snow.
Wow. I didn't know. I almost bit the bullet this morning because I slipped on the black ice. And I think I would have just laid there and waited for 911 to come get me because I wasn't about to get up.
Oh, man. You and me both.
It was almost embarrassing just to think of me falling down in the slush, in the rain, and me being 270. You know, I ain't trying to get up from that. Without any help.
I am not mad at you, and I concur with your sentiments. It's unbelievable, man. It's just, I had that whole strolling deal going on, and I almost took a nasty tumble, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I'm halfway in the truck. I got one foot in, but I couldn't get the left foot in because I was sliding on the ice, and I was trying to make it happen, and it wasn't happening.
I tell you, it is unbelievable. We will not forget the winter of 2010/11, okay? We will not forget it for a long time to come. It's been unbelievable. People already want spring, but you know what? The good thing about living in the Northeast, at least, if it was, 120 degrees, they'd be complaining it's too hot. So.
Oh yeah, I've been there, done that too. So.
Yeah. So we kick back, deal with it, we roll with the punches, and better days are coming, better weather is around the corner. But this is the hand we dealt, so gotta deal with it.
Isn't this the day when the groundhog is supposed to see his shadow or something?
Oh, he probably saw it about 10 times.
What's his name again? I've got that little rodent to take out the ground.
The groundhog. I don't know.
He got his name. He got a name. I don't know, Chester or something. I don't know. But they have a big old ceremony where the guy with the black hat and the cape takes the groundhog out, and, you know, 6 weeks of winter left, you know.
It's unbelievable.
I don't know. You believe in it, you believe in it. I don't know.
It's crazy. We definitely going to. My guess is that when it comes around April, we're probably going to get hammered again.
Yeah.
It's going to be Mother Nature's going to give us a good wham before we get into that nice, warm spring weather.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll actually see what happens. But we definitely have an excellent guest that will be joining us shortly. And she has a very nice book that's out, and we look forward to having her shortly. But I'd like to get your feedback, Brad, on a couple things first.
What's that?
First off, your boy. Okay. I guess we'll get into it. Your boy Gucci Mane. Okay. Did you hear what he did to himself?
I know about the lollipop. I mean, the ice cream on his face. You know, I don't know what flavor it is—chocolate or caramel. I don't even know.
What's your feedback on that? What do you think? Why would you put three ice cream scoops on your face?
Then it said burr on it. It said BRRR like it was cold. You know, I don't know.
That's crazy.
Hey, that's one thing to get attention. You know, to yourself. You know. You can really easily find him in the lineup if you get in trouble. The guy with an ice cream cone on his face.
I tell you, it's unbelievable. And, you know, I really don't understand. Mike Tyson did an interview recently, and they asked Mike, they said, "Hey, Mike, you know, we understand, you know, you got your tattoo is from a tribal, you know."
Yeah.
You know, that's where he got his tattoo.
Yeah.
So they asked him about Gucci Mane, and he said, well, quote unquote, maybe he likes being licked.
Wow.
He likes getting licked on. That's what he said.
Oh my God.
Mike, I love Mike. You know, Mike's always good for a quote, okay? Woo! Boy, I tell you. But I would not understand why I would put something like that on my face. I mean, what happens when you get to be 50, 60 years old?
Do you look about that now?
Yeah, I guess so. Walking around with that on your face, it's unbelievable. But, hey, that's his deal. We'll see what happens. Your girl, your boy, Tracy Morgan. I don't know if are you familiar with what happened to him recently?
Yeah, I know he had a kidney transplant.
Yeah.
That's
right. That's right. The Brett is on the case. He definitely had a kidney transplant. Do you know where he got the kidney from?
Well, his brother or somebody?
Nah. Actually, one of his ex-girlfriends provided him.
Oh, man.
Isn't that something?
Wow.
He had to dig in the phone book of all his old girlfriends. Get somebody that matched, okay?
Wow. You said that ain't his half-sister?
Yeah,
somebody you dated. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Actually, he let the cat out of the bag recently. So, that's the deal. I don't know if I could dig in my bag of old black books if I needed some type of transplant and kept calling until I got a match.
Yeah, I got you now. Yeah, you can keep that blood. I don't want it. I don't want the kidney. I want the blood. But I gotta go. Check out.
It is crazy. I tell you, but hey, whatever works. He's got his kidney. God bless him. He's in good health, and he can continue to provide us those crazy jokes and keep
us
laughing.
Is he still funny or what? I haven't heard anything about him.
I had a chance to check him out at Caroline's. For those that don't know, Caroline's is a big comedy club in New York City.
Money, money, money.
That's right. He got paid.
Bring some money, Caroline's. I'm telling you.
Did a great show.
Yeah.
And he did it, you know, did his thing. And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing him in the coming months. I'm sure he will be back on the circuit. He looks like he's fully healed now. And so we'll see what goes on from there.
All right.
And I already told you, you know, we welcome you back on the show. You know, this is day two.
All right. Yeah, man. It seemed like I went through a whole week. I'm like time warped. I'm like, whoa.
That's right.
Tuesday? It's Wednesday. Wednesday, Tuesday.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we're back at it again, LC and Jack, with my man, Fred.
All right. Hope y'all listening. Don't be scared to pick up the phone.
That's it. Give us a shout. You're just tuning in. You're listening to the LC and Jack radio show. And you can reach us directly. Area code 347-843-4738. And before we get to our guest of the evening, Brad, it is Black History Month. And
it is.
I think we're going to, I actually would like to, you know, every show and dedicate that show to a particular inventor who has impacted our lives here in the great, not just United States, as they say, but the world.
Okay.
That had some type of impact. And African Americans have made a tremendous impact. One African American in particular, Miss Sarah Boone, great impact. She actually invented something that we use on a regular basis. Well, some of us don't, but she actually invented the original ironing board.
Okay.
So she is very, I mean, this is a device that you can go to any hotel and you will see standard in that room, an iron as well as an iron board.
That's it.
So big up to Miss Sarah Boone, and this invention was patented way back in 1892 for those. So Google her. Get, you know, learn about some of our enriched heritage, our African American history heritage as well. So check it out. Hit it on the Google. Hit us up if you like. That's lcandjack@gmail.com, Facebook, Twitter, whatever you like. Let us know your inventor that you'd like us to spotlight. Well, anyway, Brad, I think it's time to get to our guest of the evening. She is an unbelievable young lady.
Yes, she is.
As our listeners know that tuned in, she had an unbelievable first book signing. I couldn't even get at her to the end of the evening. So it was a great night for her. She had sold out as well.
Wow.
You know, so she is doing big things. The LC and Jack radio show, as well as a man, Brad, is very proud of her. And we'd like to bring on to the LC, we'd like to welcome, give a nice warm welcome to the show, Miss Samara Ray. Hello, Miss Ray, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, hey, girl, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm so glad you came out last night. I really appreciated it.
I mean, it was a sellout. I couldn't even get my hands on the book. Congratulations.
Thank you. It feels good.
You know, we fam, you know.
Somewhere,
ain't that right, girl? Ain't that right?
I'll hook you up.
That's it.
Don't hook up, Brad. You got to make sure you look out for LC.
Yeah, we come a long way
since
the summertime. Because, you know, at the barbecue, I had told you what was going on. And here, we finally are. We right here, baby. Man of my word, right here. Right?
You definitely are. And it has been a long time coming. I really appreciate the love.
Yes, you deserve it. You deserve it. And I can just feel your shine coming through the phone right now.
Thank you.
Well, we again like you for joining us this evening, and I like to know, I guess before we get into specifically about the book, what was the desire to just write a book? What was the motivation behind that?
All right, well, that's a great question. The book is called Recipe for Love, so the title says a lot already. For me, I wanted to write something that would appeal to a vast audience. I think all of us can relate to loving someone, wanting to be in love, wanting to find that perfect love. And this book addresses all of that, whether it's about romantic love, loving your family, your friends. It kind of encompasses the entire spectrum of what is love and finding that perfect recipe.
Wow.
Now, writing, is that always a first love for you? Was that just something you just kind of fell into?
I have always loved to read. I've always loved to write. If you hear my mother tell it, she said when I was 3 years old, I would just drag book after book after book out to her and tell her, you know, could you read this? I mean, and she literally said she couldn't read enough. I mean, she'd put one book down and I'd be back with another. So, I mean, it was just something that it grew in me, you know. So, you know, as I matured, I took writing classes, and it's just something that I have always loved to do.
That's great. And you did mention the name of your book, and I guess talked a little bit about it. My question is, you told me this was a fiction book, but now tell us the truth. Are some of these characters based on
I know she's Jade.
I am not Jade. This book is a work of fiction. And, you know, I have been asked this question so many times. This is fiction. I
have to
created
stick around
these
you a
characters.
Little bit longer to find out.
these characters are created, and they are definitely fiction. Now, a lot of people might identify with Jade. So, you know, sometimes when authors write, you know, they may borrow a little piece from here and there. You might recognize, you know, yourself or a friend in the story. But Jade is not me. I
but
am not Jade.
But your subconscious mind might come out through your pen. You understand?
No.
You know?
Jade is purely... purely fictional, but I love her. I love her as a character. She, you know, she owns her own restaurant. You know, she's doing things. You know, she's
you
a good
cooking.
About
your brother
they
like
know
cooking. This. Put two and two together. I got something going on here. I was messing with my friend.
Well, you know what they say about authors? They live through their characters. So
they do say that. But you know what? Sometimes, you know, art imitates life. Sometimes life imitates art. You never can tell. It might get a little muddled in the middle sometimes. But I can tell you, Jade is fictitious.
Okay. All right. What is the next party? We're going to find out. Yeah. Wait till I get my copy. I'm going to read it from cover to cover. And if I have to read it backwards, I'm going to find out who Jade is. Mm-hmm.
Please do. And I want to know what you think when you're done.
Yes.
Go ahead, Brad. Ask your question.
Well, I just want to know when I'm going to get my copy. Because like I said, I haven't read a novel since 91. So you better break my chain here. You know, I'm doing it only for you. Only
we're
going
to have
you.
To change that. We're going to have to change that. I think
you'll
enjoy it.
We're definitely going to have to change it, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I've seen people who write books and have run into people, but I never knew anyone personally like I know you who have written a book. So now I'm more in tune to read it because we're family, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to do that.
We definitely are. We definitely are.
I'm going to
do that. That means I'm expecting you to give me your honest opinion on how you like it. How you like it.
Definitely. You know, Brad ain't going to hold nothing back. Like it, I is. Yes,
no,
ma'am.
I will definitely make sure you get a copy when I see you. Are you going to be at the Super Bowl party?
You ain't saying nothing but a word.
Uh-oh.
I'll make sure you get a copy.
And we're going to sign it right in front of me, and we're going to authenticate it, too. That's right.
Well, make sure you hook up LC there, Brad. Brad, don't forget about that LC.
Yeah.
Don't forget about LC in the spot, okay?
No problem. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she's an alumni of Syracuse University. I love that.
Syracuse.
A lot of great people come from
that's
Syracuse.
That's you in the house.
I mean,
yes.
Unbelievable. Syracuse.
The Orange Men, yes.
I love Syracuse. Mark Syracuse and Larry Zaka and Burt Reynolds, those are just some people that I admire. So
well,
now
Jim Brown.
On that.
That's Jim Brown territory.
Jim Brown. So now we got Miss Ray on there.
Vanessa
Williams.
Huh?
Go on with your bad sis. Yes.
Yes.
Some
Vanessa,
great people go to their school.
That's you holding great. It down?
Yeah, Syracuse University, loved it. Yeah. I love Syracuse. I love the support I'm getting from, you know, fellow alumni. It's a great feeling.
When's the next book signing?
Well, before you even go into that, you go into that, I need to ask: Do you have a mentor? Is there somebody that you reached out to or that you look up to?
I look up to a lot of authors. You know, some of my favorites. You know, Terry McMillan, Eric Jerome Dickey. You know, Maya Angelou. I mean, plenty of authors I look up to. But I definitely have to give a special shout out to Zane. Zane is presenting my book. I'm sure you guys know her from, you know, her many novels, her television show, The Sex Chronicles. Zane is actually presenting my book. So I am published on Stray Boy Books, which is her imprint on Simon & Schuster. So I'm really excited. You know, she has been very instrumental in making sure that the book is getting out there and the word is getting out. So I am really appreciative to her for giving so many, you know, new authors a chance. So,
Well, what would you say, you know, you have mentioned about new authors. Mm-hmm. Is this something that happened overnight for you?
Oh, it definitely did not. I mean, it is a process. If I could tell you how long it has taken to, from the time I wrote my book to get the book published to what you saw last night, it has been a journey. It's something that you definitely have to be persistent and persevere, because it does not happen overnight. It has been a journey and a labor of love.
Can you give listeners an idea? Are you this is not something that happened in like 6 months, maybe a year, probably over the course of 2 to 3 years, maybe more.
I would say more than 2 to 3 years. The entire process, I would say from beginning to end, a good 5 years.
Okay.
Wow.
5 years. Yeah. Yeah, it's been a process.
Right, and it's a learning experience of some things maybe you would do differently. Is there anything specifically you could tell or reach out to our audience and tell them, I guess, give them an idea of what they should be doing if they're looking to write a book, some of the ins and outs?
My biggest suggestion for writers is to know what you want to do. You know, do you want to self-publish? Do you want to, you know, have your book published by a mainstream publisher? First, you have to know what you want to do. I wanted to go the route of having my book published by a publisher. So in doing that, you definitely have to research, you know, what each publisher is looking for. Sometimes you need an agent to get your foot in the door, especially with the fact that the publishing industry is changing so much. So, you know, a lot of publishers aren't taking on new authors, so you may need to get an agent. And in doing that, there's a whole process that you have to take as well. You have to query an agent. You have to basically pitch yourself and pitch your work just to get that first page. And then the agent will do some of the legwork for you. But it's you have to definitely know what route you want to take. And in doing that, you got to research. So, you know, start at the library. There are a lot of resources out there. You know, definitely online is a wealth of knowledge. But you got to know how you want to get your foot in the door and then just go for it.
Well, that's what's good. That's what we're talking about.
Now, it's like a journey, like you said. Got me tired on that.
Well, you know what? You always hear about successful people and, you know, how they got started. And a lot of times they'll tell you that they failed so many different times before whatever they're doing finally hit.
Yeah.
It's never an overnight thing. I mean, that's a rare thing that you hear, that somebody just bang.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
and it's key to have people that believe in your work as well working for you. You know, you can have someone who's, you know, telling you, yes, I am, you know, promoting work. I'm, you know, this is what I'm doing, but their heart might not be in it. You know, once you find that person who will stick with you through thick and thin and make sure that they are on the same page as you, they have the same destiny, you're good to go. It might not happen overnight, but it will happen.
Who do you credit? Do you credit your family or anyone in particular for, I guess, being that support system you're talking about?
Oh, definitely my family. You know, my parents were at the signing last night. You know, my mother was so cute.
Crowd was fierce last night.
Thank you.
Yeah, they were unbelievable, very supportive. I was impressed, to be honest. I mean, I've been to several book signings, and you had a very large crowd. So I was...
Thank you.
You know, I was like, wow, you're off to a fast start. And I think that's big, because whenever you're doing something and it's new, for you to get some early success gives you, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, I know I could do it. It just gives you that thumbs up type of deal. Yeah.
propels
like, you
to want
I
to
mean?
Do more.
I can do it, you know?
Exactly. If you put 5 years into it, you got to have staying power. That's for sure.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Definitely.
Some people put 6 months in and they think that they got a finished product and then they wonder why nothing's going off the shelf. You know why? Because you didn't, like you said, you didn't do your homework, you didn't do your research, you didn't go to the library. The whole genre has to be done.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. So hard work.
I'm feeling
it's
what you're saying. I'm feeling what you're saying. My cousin wrote a book on how to do finances, you know. And he told me the same thing, and his book was successful. It was called My College Finance, and it's for young kids to teach them the ins and outs when you're going to college, how to prepare with your credit and all that so you don't go bankrupt before you get your degree.
Wow.
You
know, yeah.
Important. Very important.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show, and we have, as our special guest this evening, Mr. Mara Ray, who is the author of Recipe for Love. Shamari, I don't know if we really talked a little bit about the book. I know you mentioned the lead character.
Yes.
Tell, I guess to give the listeners a little wet appetite, you know, what the appetite, so to speak, on what the book's about and what you maybe have down the pike as far as, I know you have some another book that you have working, but I guess tell them more so what this book is about and
yeah,
why,
I want to know the
why they definitely should run out and get it.
Well, first of all, you definitely got to get it. It's a hot book. It's a hot book. I mean, and it starts off with the basic premise, wouldn't love be easy if it could be followed like a recipe? So the main character, Jade, she's a restaurateur, and she's pretty much mastered her share of recipes except for one. She has too many men in the mix. She can't figure out, you know, what to do with one, and she has another one that's coming on the scene, and she's really trying to juggle. So you have a lot of situations and scenarios coming on, you know, once she starts dating one of her main competitors. So it's a steamy story. It's a, like I said, it's not just a romance. It addresses a lot of different issues about friends and family as well. But
they have pictures in the book? Do they have pictures so I can see what's going on?
I love
on?
The cover. The cover's unbelievable. I showed some of the fellas, and they fell in love with the cover.
And listen, you know,
they
I was
said, wow,
about
why can't I meet
a
her?
Video. I was dreaming about a video, Shamar. I had a dream, because, you know, I do video and stuff like that. And I had a vision of the ex-boyfriend and Shamara hooking up some kind of way. I mean, not Jay. See, I'm getting you mixed up with her already.
Shamara is not in this book. Shamara is not in the book. You just want to keep putting me in this book.
I'm just getting y'all mixed up because you got me twisted over here. But I just had
Shamara
a vision.
Is the author.
I understand
is the
that,
character.
But
I think
y'all,
he's
going to
switch
you know,
around on you, okay?
Yeah. That recipe for love just got me all open, you know. Because you're a lovely lady yourself, so if Jade
well,
is anything
you.
Like you, I'm gonna really get into this book, you know what I'm saying?
Well, thank you. Well, to answer your question, there are no pictures. But
okay.
I will say, since you have two main characters that own restaurants, the recipes
yeah.
that are discussed and the food that's mentioned in the book, they're actually added in the back of the book. So once you finish,
wow.
you can actually make some of the recipes that they refer
okay.
to in the story. So
oh,
when you
well,
do have that perfect young lady over for dinner, you can make her something special.
Beautiful.
I do that already, but I can sure use another recipe. I surely can.
Oh,
add it to my repertoire. Okay, all right.
Well,
say
Jay tell us, sent me. Tell us, I know Brad, he jumped on it a little bit early. I kind of want to reference back to it. You started the book tour, as we said last night.
Yeah.
Tell us when your next signing is, where and when.
My next signing is actually tomorrow night,
okay.
February 3rd. At 6 p.m., I'm going to be at the Human Bookstore in Harlem. Anyone is more than welcome to come and join me. I'd love to have you. I'm going to do a reading and another signing. And Human's actually at 2319 Frederick Douglass Boulevard. So I'll be there at 6 p.m., and I hope to see some of you out there.
Oh,
Beautiful.
I'll make sure I post it on my Facebook and MySpace and all that good
Thank
stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll
right.
put it up right. on the show site as well.
Yeah.
Put it up on there for you.
Yeah.
And get that information out. And tell us, I know you mentioned to me that you're going to be, you already started a new book. Tell us just briefly, you know, because I know you're pushing this book, but tell, is it another fictional book or?
It is. It's another fiction story dealing with some common themes. A little bit of a twist, you know, there are two main characters that are kind of embroiled in a strange situation. They live together. There's some, I'm not going to give away too much, but, you know, they live together. There's some tension there, but
they
really
both have...
But it's definitely another blockbuster follow-up from
Recipe.
Well,
I hope so.
We're going to make it happen. Believe that.
Oh,
I'm like Ian Hutton. I'm like,
you don't
ever see
Jack Radio
Show.
Everybody it's definitely
listens.
Gonna
happen. That's right.
Well,
you don't hear
Ian
Hutton no more. You do not hear about Ian Hutton no more. You know why? Because I'm on board now. Ian Hutton is gone. I ain't going to say he's dead, but he's out of here.
He took over.
his run is over. Bread is in the house.
That's it.
That's right.
This was good.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Well, we appreciate you joining the show this evening. Brett, do
you
have any final questions for Miss Ray?
No, because she said it all. You know, this is her shine of light. I'm going to let her shine because she is a beautiful young lady. And I will tell you, I am going to read this book. I'm going to break my chain. I'm looking at a chain right now on this book, and it's breaking. I'm like, wow. I'm just reading something that's happening right here.
I feel honored.
Yeah. You know, the last book I read, I was in Desert Storm, and it was called Misery. That's the last book I read. And I went cuckoo for Cocoa Puff. That book scared the heck out of me. So I need a recipe for love, not killing and scaring the heck out of me. You know what I'm saying? I need something that's going to calm my nerves. You know? And that book, that's why I started reading books. Misery had me going, what is going on? I'm in the desert. Bombs are flying over me, and I'm having nightmares. You know,
Well, this is gonna open you up to a whole new world.
Yeah,
it definitely is.
I'm back on track. I might even grow hair. You never know.
Well, I would just like to say again, what a tremendous first book signing. I'm sure it's the first of many that will happen for you. And we look forward to having you on again to discuss the success of this book and the new book, which will be coming on, you know, coming up shortly as well.
Thank you. I'd love to join you.
Well, again, thanks again for joining the LC and Jack Radio Show. And check us out if you have time next Tuesday evening. We will have Mr. Michael Bivens from New Edition on the show.
Thank you.
You have a good night.
So
good night.
See you Sunday.
All right.
Sunday.
See you.
Super Bowl.
All right,
black and yellow. Black and yellow. Remember that. You know
thanks, guys.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Being on.
Bye-bye.
Well, if you're just tuning in again, we just had the lovely Miss Shamara Ray talking about her new book, Recipe for Love. Definitely go out. You can go to your local bookstore, get it online. She is a young, black, beautiful woman doing great things. Definitely get out there and support her in her endeavors because the LC and Jack will support her and continue to support her. So, again, check it out. I'm going to get my copy. Hopefully my man, Brad, will hook me up. I'll get a chance to read it. And after I get a chance to read it, I will fill you in on all the details. Not all of them. I should hold back on all of them because I want you to go out and get the book.
I just want to find out if it's her or not. That's what I'm going to do. I ain't seen it since the summertime. It's been a little while, but I'm going to take out the
we got to find out. We got to find out if this is really her or not.
Who's loving you? That old Michael Jackson song, who's loving you?
That's right. So we got to find out that. So we'll get the book. We'll let you know at a later date all the spicy details. And like I said a little bit earlier, Mr. Michael Bivens, that's right, the man behind New Edition.
BBD.
Yeah, that's right, BBD. And also Boys to man behind them, will be on the LC and Jack radio show next Tuesday evening. So
Tune
make
in.
Sure you check out the show. We let the cat out of the bag. I was just going to hold you to it. But you know what? It's out there. He's confirmed. He wants to come on and be a part of the show. So do you have anything, Brad, before we wrap it until next week?
Well, I just want to let everybody know, give you a little heads up. Also, what I'm doing, I'm having a meeting with the Juneteenth committee. Since this is Black History Month, I might as well mention it. The Juneteenth committee of White Plains. I'm going to be a part of that this year. I went last year and I had such a wonderful time, and I really found out what Juneteenth meant, because I really didn't know. I didn't pay attention. But you know, as we read, we gain knowledge. So I didn't know that it was a celebration of the freedom of the slaves in the United States. That was like something I really didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the oldest known celebration commemorating the end of the slavery in the United States, dating back to 1865. It was on June 19th at the Union soldiers led by Major General Gordon Granger landed in Galveston, Texas. So that's what that's all about. So everybody's getting ready for this summer with Juneteenth. We're going to have the celebration for that. And we're looking for artists to perform on the stage. So if you got talent, if you write books, if you do poetry, sing, dance, whatever, we're going to get that information out on the LC and Jack show and on all the feature pages that we have, along with LC and myself, Facebook and MySpace and all that. So just stay tuned. We'll get that information out so you can be a part of this Juneteenth up in White Plains this June 11th, 2011.
All right? Great there, Brad. And again, from LC, big shout out to my man Jack, who's holding it down out there. Big up to him.
All right,
and
Jack.
Like to big up you, our listeners. Without you, the show would not be possible. So again, thank you for your continued support, and we look forward to seeing you again next Tuesday evening, 7:30. And our guest, Mr. Michael Bivens. Till next week, be safe.
Peace.